Natchez City leaders are seeking demolition contractors to tear down the Fry Building as plans continue for making the downtown Natchez site a parking lot for the yet-to-be-renovated Eola Hotel next door. Delays have bedeviled refurbishing the vacant hotel and raising the city-owned building, a project Mayor Dan Gibson noted has had a lot of moving parts. The former office building, which has been ridden with asbestos, is being demolished with the help of more than $1 million in state and federal cleanup funds for transforming the site into a parking lot. Plans for tearing down the 1950s era building have been ongoing since 2021 when it was donated to the city. For the second year in a row, Louisiana voters emphatically say no to all proposed constitutional amendments.
The votes on all five amendments were not close, with the margins ranging from 16 to 56 points. Melinda DeLatt with the Public Affairs Research Council says there's a wide range of reasons that voters hit the no tab en masse.
I'm not saying that every no vote was because people were irritated about all these other myriad of things. I think some people genuinely just voted against some of these amendments because they didn't like the proposals.
DeLatt says the amendments are also often way too complex for the average voter to sift through to weigh the merits and make an informed decision. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch announced the state has launched Operation Hope, which is an effort to locate missing foster children. She says 13 children have been located, offered support services, and brought to safety. During the first Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services first implemented Project Hope in Kansas and Missouri, locating a total of 42 missing youth. Louisiana's Film Incentive Program is making the state one of the biggest film production hubs in the country.
Adrian Bennett with Film Louisiana says the state is creating pathways to the film industry by getting kids involved at an early age.
Programs like Film Prize Junior, it is a film festival with juried awards for middle school and high school students.
Programs like that are part of the reason Louisiana ranks fourth in the country for film production, and Bennett says the legislature can help keep the momentum going.
Helping us continue to create the sustainable workforce ecosystem that's connecting education and economic development and job creation.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 31.71 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at ListenUpYall.com.